Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the free food and medicine portion of the Manic Monday podcast. This is our prequel for our freefoodandmedicine.org podcast. So after we're done with this 30-minute recording, if you want to hear the rest of the story, go to freefoodandmedicine.org and click on podcast, and you'll be able to listen to the full version of this recording. Thank you very much, and here we go.
And here we go. Here we Hello. Go.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Let me scare you there for a second.
I'm sorry, what?
Had me scared there for a second.
Oh, okay. Well, before we get started on our Free Food and Medicine podcast, this is what, July 1st? Once I get everything uploaded, you'll have to go listen to our Scrap podcast for July 1st, especially the last 30 minutes.
Yeah, not really.
It was very interesting, actually.
Yeah, it was interesting, maybe.
I especially like the last part where she said it was illegal for you to drive without a license.
It was a privilege to drive.
Well, she also said it was illegal to drive without the license on your person. And then she said it was
right.
A privilege to drive. And you said it's a right to travel. And she agreed and dropped it.
Yep.
That was funny. So anyways, today we're going to be talking about...
I think actually they were using me for a training exercise.
And it failed.
Well, no, it was just an example of what she could encounter. And They probably know I'm safe. They probably know I'm nonviolent. They've dealt with me enough times.
True that. Okay, so today's topic is ginkgo biloba.
Yeah, he actually has a good article on it here. I don't see that he mentions ginkgo toxin, though.
Ginkgo toxin?
I'm just scanning. Yeah. Okay, so what I've read so far in the last 15 minutes.
Yeah, we only have 15 minutes or 30 minutes, less than 30 minutes to study because we didn't study before and the cop made us, or didn't really make us, but ended up causing us to go 30 minutes over on our previous podcast. So, anyways.
Yeah, but whose fault is it that we didn't study until the last minute?
It's ours. Actually, we didn't even have a topic until the last minute because...
Right, and whose fault is that? That'd be mine for not asking and yours for not coming up with one earlier. So it falls on both of us. And,
yeah.
You know.
I came up with the idea because today I was in Kansas City working for Gary's Tree Service, and we was trimming a ginkgo biloba tree. And originally I was going to just save the leaves from the tree for medicinal purposes. And they actually taste good too. But then I decided I was going to use root stimulator on the stems as well and potentially grow some ginkgo on our land here in the near future. So carry on.
Right. And by the way, you found an interesting way to root things as well. You might want to mention that later.
Yeah.
So do you have the book? Do you want to read it this time?
Yeah, let me look it up, because I've been working with this Ginkgo biloba all evening. I wasn't ready.
It's on page 296 of the book.
Of the book, 296.
Of the Free Food and Medicine book.
Okay. Ginkgo biloba is the oldest spice of tree, oh, species of trees. Sorry, I can't read. Ginkgo biloba is the oldest species of trees still living on Earth, going back 300 million years ago. That would be in contradiction of the biblical people, but we won't go there. Trees grow to 120 feet, 40 meters, with fan-shaped leaves, and is said to be able to live 1,000 years. This tree was huge that we trimmed off of, and beautiful. Not only that, we didn't notice any dead limbs in the tree. Now, I don't know, I'm sure it dies. Yeah, I'm sure it has dead limbs over its 1,000 years of life, but we didn't notice a dead limb in the tree. We were kind of astonished by that. Not Gary, but Eddie and I. We were standing there looking at it. We were like, wow, there's no dead limbs. And I don't know when Gary trimmed it last, but it's been a while.
It was hiding all.
Huh?
It was hiding all the dead limbs.
Something. So anyways, it was a beautiful tree. Anyways, male and female plants required for fruit, which this was a female tree. So there's got to be a male around somewhere.
Right, or there'd be no fruit.
Or else there wouldn't be any fruit. And we're going to plant these, hopefully, on our land, and maybe one will end up being a male or whatever, but potentially they're all going to be female because it came from a female tree.
You suggest the tree might become a gender bender and decide, oh well, you know, I don't feel like a girl. I'm gonna be male.
Well, I don't know. I guess I just watched too many Jurassic Park. So it's possible nature will find a way. So anyway, hopefully there are a male plant nearby to where they will reproduce. But we don't, if all of these root, then we really won't need a male, because the reason we're growing them is for the leaves in the first place. So, it requires a male and a female in order to produce fruit. The fruit stinks horribly, by the way. I don't know firsthand, it's hearsay evidence, but in reading...
You keep reading and he'll say that.
In reading on the internet earlier, when I was actually doing a little bit of research, I found that the nuts or seeds from the fruit are edible, and you can buy them, maybe not in your regular grocery store, but through specialty produce avenues. You can actually buy the seeds or nuts, and they are edible and supposedly taste good. So...
Well, I know from personal experience that the fruit smells like, it smells like shit.
Right.
But having changed baby's diapers and such, it wasn't that horrible. I mean, it's not pleasant, it's not desirable, it's not horrible.
Good to know. Male and female plants required for fruit, which is round, hard, and really bad smelling. I wouldn't say it's hard. I would say it's more like a plum. It looks like a plum. It feels like a plum. But when it's ripe, I don't know. I've never actually seen it ripe.
It's gushy.
Okay.
It's gushy and it goes plop when it hits the sidewalk.
It's the seeds and nuts. Seeds, slash nuts inside the fruit you want. Not the toxic, nasty flesh. I don't know why it's toxic, though. It's probably not toxic to touch, but you probably definitely don't want to eat it.
Wear rubber gloves. I've been told it is toxic to touch.
Is it?
For some people.
Oh,
for some people react to it like poison ivy.
Got you. Okay. Let's see here. The leaves are famous for helping brain function and memory. Ginkgo increases the body's production of the universal energy molecule.
Yeah, I can't pronounce it either. He gives the abbreviation.
Adenosine.
Triphosphate.
Commonly called ATP. And it goes on to say, holy smokes.
Oh, yeah, it's long. That's why I let you read it.
Of course. This activity, okay, the AT, hang on a second, let me go back. I just lost my place marker. ATP, this activity has been shown to boost the brain's energy metabolism of glucose and increase electrical activity. That works for some people, like a relative of mine who I will not mention his name. When he was young, the doctor said he had an electrical impulse disconnect in his brain to where he didn't function right and got angry easy and blew up and went off the handle and did violent things. This might have helped him. Because it says here that it helps increase electrical activity in the brain. The nuts are
reminiscent
of cheddar cheese. Aha! So this is the one you steam, and it tastes like cheddar cheese.
There you go.
So we found the other one. Bubblegum. Cheddar cheese. Okay. Cool. You can steam or boil the nuts in water for 10 minutes and enjoy like a pistachio nut. Trees grow really well in many conditions. Cooked seeds are used for lung problems. Ginkgo leaves are popular for their extracts, not only to boost the brain, but also to improve oxygen and circulation flow inside the body. Improves mood, memory, focus abilities, sanity. That too. Senility, whatever that is.
Yes.
Dementia, depression, emotional disorders, anxiety attacks, Alzheimer's, which is basically the same thing as dementia, increases memory capacity, it helps with ringing in the ears. I get that once in a blue moon, but not very often. I used to get them more often when I was younger. But I was less healthy when I was younger, too. I'm healthier now in my 40s than I was in my 20s. But that's because I subscribed to God's medicine, where in my 20s I just started discovering God's medicine. Okay, back to ear ringing. Dizziness. Eyesight, stroke prevention, and damage recovery 10 times more effective when mixed.
Read that again.
Wait. 100 times more effective when mixed with cayenne. That's good to know. I take cayenne too. Be careful when handling fruit while getting to the seeds. May have poison ivy type reactions. So far, I have not had any reactions, but the fruit's not really ripe yet either. So, some of the fruit was kind of rot, starting to rot, and was soft and gushy. But I don't know if
that's, that's the ripe fruit.
Okay.
It's kind of a dark apricot color to yellow.
Well, it already fallen off the tree. Okay, I guess it's ripening as it's rotting. Okay. Anyways.
You think it's rotten by the smell.
Well, it doesn't smell. It just fell off the tree prematurely, I think.
Okay. How big so that probably is truly rotten.
Yeah. Because, well, I don't know how big the fruit's supposed to get, also.
Like a small, smaller than a golf ball.
Well, maybe they are ripe. Maybe they're almost ripe, but I didn't smell any smells, so. Anyways, so 100 times more effective when mixed with ginkgo. Be careful when handling the fruit while getting the seeds may have a poison ivy type effect or reaction. Ginkgo leaf extract protects from free radicals and is used for anti-aging, reduces blood cell clumping, which can lead to congestive heart disease. So this will help to prevent congestive heart disease. Helps return elasticity to cholesterol, hardness, blood vessels, and joints. So this might help with, what was we talking about a couple weeks ago? The thinning and weakening of the arterial walls of the blood vessels?
Oh, yeah, that's embolisms.
Yeah, so this might help with that.
It sounds to me like it's improving the health of your arteries and veins, your circulatory system, what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, it says it helps.
Otherwise, the cholesterol wouldn't go away.
Right. It says it helps return elasticity to cholesterol, hardened blood vessels, and joints. Improves athletic performance, reduces lung inflammation, asthma attacks, increases vascular strength, and helps reverse impotence.
Yeah.
Caused by penile atherosclerosis.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to pronounce it either.
So, it doesn't only improve athletic performance, it improves performance in the bedroom, like his recording would say.
for a specific problem.
Correct.
In this case.
Well, and mixed with cayenne pepper, because cayenne pepper is also helps with stamina, and it helps with cleaning of the blood, and it helps with oxidizing the blood.
Hey, you got 10 minutes to finish this paragraph.
Oh, I can do that. Studies show ginkgo was 30% more effective than drug injections, vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin A, vitamin B1, vitamin B2, vitamin B3, C, vitamin C, calcium, chromium, iron, magnesium.
Manganese,
phosphorus, potassium, selenium, silicone, sodium, zinc, bioflavonoids, and they had to give me a jacked up one.
I don't know how to say it either.
P-Y.
Read the book and you'll know.
Go buy the book and you'll know. Freefoodandmedicine.com, you can get the book. And if you want to give me the small commission that I get from it, go to freefoodandmedicine.net and I'll get a kickback. Okay. It's spelled PYCNOGENOLS. Pycnogenols or whatever. Anyway, sometimes takes 12 weeks for effect to become noticeable. 12 weeks. That's almost.
I think they're going back to the penile problem.
Yeah, perhaps. Well, yeah, because, yeah, most people take it for energy, alertness, blah, 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 brain. They take it for the brain. But, yeah, it would be good for that part, that stuff, too. It's good for the blood. And anything that's good for the blood is good for the brain and good for the other department as well. These seeds are delicious and nutritious once they are prepared. First, you have to clean them outdoors. They stink. Then deshell and steam them for 5 minutes. Before it said 10 minutes. Hang on, let me go back.
Well, that's all right. I got a source that says you can eat them raw.
Probably. Now I don't see where it said 10 minutes. But anyways, oh, there it is. You can steam or boil the nuts in water for 10 minutes and enjoy like a pistachio nut. So down here it says, deshell them and steam them for 5 minutes. They taste
right.
Like cheddar cheese. Boom, shakalaka-laka.
All right. Oh, my.
And I got a buttload of leaves that I'm drying out in one. Oh, here, my aunt and my cousin had one of those kiddie pools. That's perfect for drying out herbs. That's what I'm drying these out in. It's a little kiddie pool. I was trying to figure out where I was going to dry them out, where I would have a wide surface, you know, like a tray or something. And then I saw this kiddie pool, and I was like, that's perfect. But I still got these seeds or these fruits. I'm going to go ahead and try and preserve them, and maybe we can try planting them on the land as well. I don't know that they'll be viable. But it don't hurt if we don't, it won't work if we don't try. So I'm going to at least try.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you're saying the fruit looked like it was rotten, you know, that could be ripe fruit.
I think it's premature, but they pick a lot of fruit premature and it still grows. So it might be close to being ripe. So.
Yeah, I even have friends claim that they're able to grow bananas from bananas bought in the store, which, you know, were picked as green as can be.
True that. Prepper's growing bananas, but she's growing those mini bananas down in Texas. I don't know if we can grow those in Missouri.
There is a temperate zone banana, but that's another subject.
Right. So before we run out of time, let me say that we will continue this podcast after the 30-minute prequel here at Blog Talk Radio, and you'll be able to hear the rest of the story once I get it uploaded. I'm behind, by the way. Once I get it uploaded, you'll be able to hear the rest of the story at freefoodandmedicine.org. We're working on a Discord, a WordPress, a podcast, which we're already doing, and a video site. And who knows, we may have a social network in the future. Well, you know, and it's basically, the idea is it's going to be open source. What's the proper terminology? Decentralized. It's going to be a decentralized source of information, basically. The idea is that other people will be able to join in and help educate others on God's medicine. And one of my projects is to teach the homeless, if not here in Kansas City, in another city, anywhere, and employ other people to also help educate the homeless and or the less fortunate how to feed and take care of themselves, grow their own food and medicine. And so that's one of our missions in life. So anything else on Ginkgo biloba? I know you want to also take it with Gouda Cola. Gouda Cola actually might work better for energy, alertness, and whatnot than Ginkgo biloba. Or at least that's what I've heard. But Gouda Cola is also a really good energy and brain herb to take with Ginkgo biloba.
All right, I'm trying to look at the there we go. Okay.
What does WebMD have to say?
This is a commentary. I had mentioned earlier ginkgotoxin.
Ginkgotoxin.
All right, so basically, let me see if I can find the reference. Because they say you should limit, an adult should limit their intake of ginkgo nuts or ginkgo seeds to 10 a day, and children 5 a day, because there's this, I can give you the chemical name, but it'd take too long for me to pronounce it, but they gave it the short name ginkgo toxin. Now, what ginkgo toxin does is it interferes with the metabolism of vitamin B6.
Oh.
So which causes symptoms including stomach aches, nausea, vomiting, nervous irritability, convulsions, sometimes death. Well, the way to counteract it is take lots of B6.
That's true. So we have less than a minute remaining. So we will finish talking about this at freefoodandmedicine.org, where we'll also talk more about vitamin B6 since that topic has just come up.
Okay.